Be aware of your bodies as the bridge between the inside and the outside. And be aware that you're walking upon a path. An ancient path made out of ancient oak that is the sweet path that from the island of Avalon where we sit walks out into the mystery of the levels, into the flooded land, the place where solidity and liquidity come together. Feel beneath your feet the solidity of the narrow path. On all sides of you there are reeds. There is the life of the fen. And there is this mysterious path that moves through time and space. And as you walk along the path, you enter into the rhythm of the walking. Letting the walking itself carry you as you move through time and through space. Feeling the sureness of the path beneath your feet. No matter how narrow the path, your feet are upon the trail and the path supports you. And you enter into a mist. And as the mist clears, you find yourself on a hillside, approaching a ring of small stones. And just before you enter the ring, there is a hooded figure who stands before you with a sharp bronze sword. And demands from you a token that will give you entrance. You look into your hands and you find something in your hands that you offer to the guardian. Who holds it for a moment in his hand, who blows upon it and returns it to you changed. Tendered, taken and returned. You step past the guardian and for a moment are one with the great circle of the stones. There are many different shapes and sizes. But beyond the circle, you see a solitary stone standing on its own, pointing upwards to the sky. And you leave the circle of the stones and you are drawn to this stone that stands between earth and heaven, that has much lichen upon it and ancient markings. And as we look into the stone, we feel our bodies straighten. We feel the directionality. The centrality. We feel the sacred sovereignty of the one who serves life. And we feel within the stone many figures from many times who have stood for the service of life, for the healing of life, for the regeneration of the world. And if it is right for us, we step into the stone, being held by it and being held by all those who have stepped into the stone in their turn, in their time. There is a sense of compression, of focus, of consecration, of commitment to the service of life. And as that takes root within us, we find ourselves stepping out of the stone. Finding ourselves at the entrance of a great barrow, standing before stones that lean together, whispering. And we are drawn inwards into the mystery of the stones and the barrow, following the whispering sound of a sound. Into a warm place, a place where a cauldron is boiling, an aromatic steam fills the room, the chamber. A woman stands before us. We cannot see her face, for fringe-like threads form a mask before us. She holds a horn filled with an aromatic liquid and offers it to us. And we drink. And as we drink, it is as if we are drawn into the horn, falling into it, spiraling into it. Falling into the horn, falling into the barrow, falling into life. And it is as if we spin or sink or move through the barrow, and find ourselves standing the other side of the circle of stones. Again, there is the guardian who holds before us a round shield that is marked with patterns and shapings, that shows us the ingredients, the patterns of life that we may enter into. And we become aware that though the circle may look the same, it is entirely changed, and we are entirely changed. There is a silent question. Will you become one of we? If you will, enter and be free.